Good morning. This is The World and Everything in It from listener-supported World Radio. I'm Nick Eicher.
And I'm Mary Reichard. Up next, the World History Book. Today, how Bob Dylan's most famous song endured for more than 60 years. When Columbia Records released Like a Rolling Stone on July 20th, 1965, Bob Dylan was already a pop star. In just 3 years, he'd gone from aping folk singers and bluesmen to writing and singing some of rock and roll's most galvanizing songs.
But until the record Like a Rolling Stone, it took other singers to turn those songs into hits. World's Arsenio Orteza considers why Dylan's most famous recording still resonates six decades on.
Rolling Stone magazine ranked Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone the greatest song of all time, not once, but twice. But it wasn't immediately esteemed everywhere. The British critic Bob Dawbarn called it substandard Dylan and expressed relief that Columbia wasn't planning to release it as a single in England. He wrote, "The paucity of Like a Rolling Stone is emphasized by the flip side.
No sound ever comes from the gates of Eden."
Dawbarn said Gates of Eden was better because it's just Dylan with guitar and harmonica. He added that without the extraneous backing noises, one can concentrate on what the man is saying. But people really liked those extraneous backing noises. Dave Marsh wrote, "The pistol shot that opens Like a Rolling Stone is really a drum, but it could hardly be more appropriate if it were the real thing." Creel Marcus, who wrote an entire book about Like a Rolling Stone, goes further. He says it's not in the song's famous lyrics, but in its sound that the action is really taking place.
What the sound was about was this sense that it was an event. And an event takes place as you listen or as you watch. And the sense of event that the song carries, that gives it this feeling of starting over every time you hear it, and as if you have no idea what will happen or how it will affect you or how you're going to respond.
Pop culture responded to the six-minute song in several ways. Previously, singles had come in at 3.5 minutes or less. When Like a Rolling Stone proved popular, radio programmers realized they'd have to make exceptions. If not for Like a Rolling Stone, the Beatles' biggest hit, for instance, might have remained a deep cut. Speaking of the Beatles, the most popular song the year before Like a Rolling Stone was I Wanna Hold Your Hand. The gap between the simplicity of John Lennon and Paul McCartney's lyrics and the complexity of Dylan's is vast. The difference between Like a Rolling Stone and what had been Dylan's best-known composition is pretty vast, too.
How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned?
The lyrics of Like a Rolling Stone have been called surreal. The poet Allen Ginsberg detected the influence of the avant-garde art movement Dada. Dylan himself said he whittled the lyrics down from what he called a long piece of vomit about 20 pages long. One thing's certain, the lyrics gave rock and rollers permission to incorporate thoughts, imagery, and feelings beyond the pop lyrics norm. Dave Marsh called them continually stunning. The song certainly stunned Dylan's fans. They'd hailed Dylan as the messiah of the acoustic folk protest movement and praised him for speaking unambiguous truth to political power. But now he dared to go electric and to dive into the collective unconscious. And instead of attacking social injustice, he was giving voice to his generation's sense of cultural and spiritual displacement. His first public performance of the song at the 1965 Newport Folk Festival remains a landmark in expectation-defying confrontation. Perhaps it's a sign of Dylan's own affection for Like a Rolling Stone, that unlike most of his other songs, he hasn't subjected it to extreme rearrangements on stage. In fact, it took more than 50 years and almost 2,000 performances before he significantly experimented with it at all.
How does it feel?
But what does the song mean? One way to approach the question is to ask to whom Dylan is singing. A privileged female socialite? The Miss Lonely in verse 2? Someone different in each verse? Himself? Or maybe the song's meaning lies in its refrain's perennially relevant and uncomfortable questions. How does it feel to be on your own with no direction home is something God could have asked Adam and Eve at the end of Genesis 3. That the answers to those questions are different for everyone may be what makes the song seem continually fresh. That's this week's World History Book. I'm Arsenio Orteza.